Hello and welcome. You're listening to Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I will take you through the key updates on COVID-19 from India and around the world. Total confirmed COVID-19 cases in India have risen to 4,73,105 now. That's according to the latest updates from the Union Health Ministry. This number also includes cases involving foreign nationals, patients who have recovered, and also the death toll. The death toll in India due to the novel coronavirus pandemic has now risen to 14,894. That's according to the ministry. Also, the reported active COVID-19 cases in India now stand at 1,86,514. With 1,42,900 confirmed cases of COVID-19 so far, Maharashtra remains the worst affected state in the country, which is followed by Delhi, which has now crossed the 70,000 mark of COVID-19 registered cases. It now has a total tally of 70,390 cases, followed by Tamil Nadu, which has registered 67,468 cases till date. The Maharashtra government today has said that salons will be allowed to open in the state from June 28. However, they will be open only for haircuts. Delhi government, on the other hand, has revised the COVID-19 response plan, completing house-to-house screening for COVID-19 by July 6th, admitting positive patients in highly dense areas to care centers, and CCTV or drone monitoring to prohibit movement inside containment zones are among the 8-point revised COVID-19 response plan issued by the Delhi government. Now, given the rise in number of cases, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has ordered lockdown in the state to be extended till 31st of July, with relaxations continuing outside containment zones. Tamil Nadu has reintroduced curbs on inter-district travel for next 6 days. The Karnataka government will now bear the cost of COVID-19 treatment of patients referred by the public health institutes to private healthcare providers in the state, and that is according to media reports. Now, this comes after the government received criticism for fixing high-cost treatment at these hospitals, which are roped in to aid efforts to battle the pandemic. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan had announced that members of every household in the state will be surveyed for coronavirus-like symptoms. Now, teams of healthcare workers are being formed to implement this door-to-door exercise. As for the updates on testing, the Indian Council of Medical Research has said that 75,60,782 samples were tested for COVID-19 in the country till yesterday. Of these, over 2 lakh samples were tested in the last 24 hours. Cases per lakh in India are currently at 33.3 as against the world's average of 120.2 cases per lakh. Deaths per lakh in the country are currently among the lowest in the world, with over 1 death per lakh against the world average of 6.2 deaths per lakh. The success of plasma therapy has now taken a back seat in treating critically ill COVID-19 patients, and that's due to severe shortage of plasma donors, as newly recovered patients are either reluctant or difficult to trace, as per media reports. There's another important update for students. CBSE has decided to cancel class 10 and class 12 exams they were scheduled to held between July 1st and 15th. That is as per Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, as he has informed the Honorable Supreme Court today. Class 12 students will have the option of either accepting their grades on the basis of internal assessments or also have an option to sit in the exams at a future date. Class 12 students will be evaluated on their performance in the last 3 school exams. The school also can appear for the board exam at a later date to improve. ICSE board has actually cancelled class 12 and 10 board examination as following the CBSE pattern of internal assessment in view of the COVID-19 situation. However, ICSE does not agree to give option to students to write an exam later on. And that was also informed by Solicitor General Tushar Mehta to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court on Thursday, that's today, has not passed its order on the CBSE-ICSE board exams cancellation and is likely to announce its order by tomorrow. the Supreme Court has asked the Center and CBSE to issue fresh notification regarding the Class 12 examination, clarifying the issue of option between internal and assessment of examination that will be needed from their side. Also, Supreme Court has asked to clarify on the status of state board exams and the start of the new academic year. There's also the clarification that Supreme Court seeks from the Center and CBSE on the date of the results. Also, CBSE has been asked to submit fresh draft notification and affidavit by Friday morning at the court. Results of both Class 10 and 12 will for now be published by schools on 15th of July. Now, amidst the controversy on Patanjali's coronavirus medicine Coronil, Maharashtra Home Minister has said that the state will not allow the sale of spurious medicines like the one launched by Patanjali. Let's actually move on now to updates from around the world. The World Health Organization, or WHO, has warned that hospitals are facing a shortage in oxygen concentrators that is needed to support the breathing of COVID-19 patients suffering from the respiratory distress. As 1 million new cases of coronavirus are confirmed worldwide per week, WHO says many countries are now experiencing difficulties in obtaining oxygen concentrators. Cases worldwide have now passed 9.4 million, with the WHO saying that it is expected that global infections can pass the 10 million mark by the end of next week. At least 4,80,000 people have died so far around the world. The United States of America has set new high point in daily cases, with 36,880 new cases being recorded yesterday. That is 2 months after the previous record was set in April, taking the total to more than 2.3 million coronavirus infections, in fact nearing 2.4 million infections with over 1.21 lakh deaths. The number of infections indicated that the country was not only just failing to contain the coronavirus, but also the caseload was worsening. The resurgence is concentrated largely in the south and the west. Let's move on to Australia and news from there. Australia has posted biggest one-day rise in COVID-19 cases in 2 months. More than 1,000 Australian Defence Force personnel will now take part in door-knocking two suburbs in Melbourne to encourage people to get tested for coronavirus for free, as 33 more cases of the virus were identified in the state overnight, marking another milestone in France's recovery from coronavirus lockdown. The Eiffel Tower reopened to visitors today after its longest ever closure in peacetime, that is 104 days. Tourists who are trickling back to Paris were delighted to find the landmark open when some other attractions in the French capital still remain closed. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for joining us in this very special podcast on Coronavirus Essential. We keep bringing you all the updates from around the world for the same. However, at the same time, we would also encourage you to keep logged on to Money Control and also tune in to the Future Wise podcast, in which Kirtana Tiwari and M. Saraswati discuss in detail about the cancellation of exams by the CBSE board and how students can go about their college admissions at this time. Many thanks for tuning in.